From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed Monday as he delivered remarks at an art exhibition in Ankara. The gunman and off-duty policeman opened fire at close range, killing Ambassador Andrei Karlov. Associated Press photographer Burhan Ozbilitsi was an eyewitness.
I saw immediately Russian ambassador on the ground, on the floor. We could not check if he was lifeless, dead, or simply injured. And the man continued to speak, and he warned people to go away or to leave.
The 22-year-old assassin, who himself was killed, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria, and Allahu Akbar." Three others were wounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism aimed at undermining bilateral efforts to resolve the Syrian conflict. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but one Turkish official said there are strong signs the gunman was a follower of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating last year's attempted coup. The cleric denied any involvement. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Monday of an impending genocide unfolding in South Sudan unless action is taken, while renewing his call for an arms embargo.
Reports suggested that President Salva Kiir and his loyalists are contemplating a new military offensive in the coming days against the SPLM in opposition. Moreover, there are clear indications that Riek Machar and other opposition groups are pursuing a military escalation.
A political dispute between the two, later formed a rebel force, erupted into conflict in December 2013, leaving tens of thousands dead, millions displaced. A shaky ceasefire was reached in August. This is VOA News.